Hey, sir, it's Jesse again. We were talking about the survey earlier.
How's yeah.
Everything okay with your daughter?
Yeah. Everything. Yeah, she's still there. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. I'm glad to hear that. I only have about one more minute left on the survey.
Okay.
We're about 85%. So if we can finish it, I gave you sufficient time.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Now here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in the civil engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective ways to change on issues that you care about the most? Now, you can select upon two, voting in federal elections such as president, U.S. and Congress, engaging in direct action like attending sit-ins and occupying buildings, attending city council meetings, donating to political campaigns or organizations, volunteering for the local organizations and community, or voting in state and local elections such as governor and mayor. Which one of those?
The second one.
Second one. And one more. Third or fourth?
Fourth.
Third.
Third. Okay. All right. Okay, so no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make in a positive impact or issues that you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, meaning 10, your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that it has some power, and 0 means it has no power at all.
0.
Okay. Now, one last time, in November 2024 election for president, if they were held today, for whom would you vote for? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other, or undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose from, if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? If you just had to, from Republican Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Democrat, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other, independent and third-party?
Other.
Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Right. Do you learn more towards, do you lean more towards the Republican or Democrat Party?
Neither.
Neither? Okay.
Neither.
Thinking about your opposed to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
In the middle.
In the middle. Honestly, sir, I'm going to just give you the options, okay? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, which is the middle.
Moderate.
Okay. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union work?
Yes.
Yes? A current or a former member?
Current.
Okay. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with family members or friend or something else?
Rent.
Okay. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Born in the United States.
All right. Were both of your parents born in the United States or another country?
Yes.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, I voted for Democrat.
Democrat Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker,
full-time.
Full-time? Okay, excellent. And the last question. Last year, in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 24,000, 25 and above, 45, 55K? How much did you make last year?
Over 55K.
Over 55. So 55 to 64. Is that fine?
Higher than that, but yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Okay. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much. I wish you the best of luck. And a grandfather is always a happy father, right?
Yeah.
So good
yeah.
luck to your daughter, man. Hey, have a good
evening.
Thank
you. You too.
Bye now.
All right. Bye.